taxpayers of Honolulu than carrying that same number of riders on a rail bus system.
Okay, Mike, are you saying that while, and I think is what you're saying, is that while traffic congestion with rail in the future will be worse than it is today, it'll be less worse than it would be if we didn't have the rail line?
Of course, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Fine, but the point is that 73% of the people in Hawaii, as polled by the advertiser, believed that by building rail, we would reduce traffic congestion and reduce their commute time. Obviously,
well, it clearly will reduce commute time, yes. There's no question that those that take the rail will have a reduced commute time.
They're talking about, this is traffic congestion, okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Cliff, I think you're talking about traffic congestion. Look at the traffic congestion. We're saying that, well, originally in the alternatives analysis, we were projecting an 11% reduction in traffic congestion. Now, in the DEIS, that's now up to 20, 21, 22%. Now, almost twice what we had projected because, again, the DEIS is much more detailed in its scope, and it was able to identify the true, more accurately, what the benefits would be.
Sure.
Now, the point is that this 20, 22% reduction in congestion is double of what you see when schools are not in session. And the point is that, yeah, you may have congestion, but there are different kinds of congestion. You know, the type of congestion that drives us mad is when it takes us 15 minutes to move two blocks. That'll drive anybody up the wall. And that's the kind of congestion that you're looking at when you're talking about gridlock without doing anything about the future. Whereas, again, if the congestion is there but it moves in a reasonable manner, most people are okay with that. And well, that's exactly what we're saying. Your choice is between absolute kind of gridlock that everything just takes an inordinate amount of time to move a short distance, or congestion that actually flows to some extent and is reasonable for peak hour conditions. If you look at what's happening right now, for example, it's a good indicator. Before, growing up here, I remember it used to be only just peak hours used to be really congested. Now, Saturdays are congested. Sundays are congested. All times of the day are congested. It's getting to that point that if you allow this to continue without providing an alternative, what you're going to get is you're going to get to that gridlock point, and that's what we're trying to avoid that.
I wouldn't argue that point, but I'm just coming back to the thing that the public has a different take of what is going to happen with traffic congestion in the future than you do or we do. Okay, we in the room here all understand that traffic congestion is going to get worse with rail in the future. Okay, that's not what the public understands. The public thinks that today's unendurable traffic congestion going from here out to Kapolei, okay, will be reduced from today's levels once rail goes in. That's what they believe. Okay, and we don't believe it. Okay, you and I don't believe that, but on the other hand, that is what the general public believes.
But no, I think what the public is asking for, some kind of relief, and right. I think that the only realistic relief they can expect is through the rail system, as opposed to putting more cars, more buses onto the already jammed street systems. That's not going to give them the relief.
Carlos, before the break.